Hey guys, well, good morning and welcome to day six. How has your last 24 hours been? I hope these videos are helpful for you. You know, sometimes it's just nice to have an accountability partner, someone to meet you each day to tell you that you're going to make it through and hopefully give you some coaching tips and a little information on the name of God and the fasting focus for the day. So you're in for a treat today. Today's an interesting name. It's one that most of us have not heard. If you've ever done the names of God, we know a lot of the Hebrew names of God. Maybe you know Jehovah Jireh, or maybe you know Jehovah Rapha. And there's certain names that we've used in the church, but there's some you maybe have never heard. And this is one of those names most of us aren't familiar with. It's El Olam. Now we said El means God, so we know that. But Olam means eternal or everlasting. Eternal or everlasting. So he is the eternal God. Now, we've made mention often that when you find every one of these names of God I've laid out for you and I give you the scripture, that's the first time the name is used in the Bible. So every one of these names I'm giving you, that's what we call first mention. So it's the first time it was mentioned. So God is beginning throughout the Word of God to show us his characteristics, his qualities. You can call it a personality of God, that I'm going to press in to all of these names, El Shaddai, Adonai, all of the beautiful characteristics of who God is. And he's revealing himself right now to Abraham again. He's taking Abraham deeper. And he's saying, Abraham, I am the everlasting, eternal God. And he begins to use all kinds of story and all kinds of manifestations of who he is. So what we find right here in this passage is Abraham is having a conflict with someone. It's a disagreement that these two men are having. And it's basically over who owned the well and whose water it was. And so they were going to have a covenant between one another. There was going to be a memorial. They were going to say, right now, from this point forward, this is the way it's going to be. And so the Bible tells us in this passage that Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, El Olam. He called on the name of the Lord. So here is this disagreement between these two men. They come to an arrangement, and Abraham is going to plant a tree, and he says, this is the memorial of our agreement, that now we agree with one another, and we're calling out to the everlasting God, El Olam. He is eternal. He is forever. There is no shifting or shadows with this God. And it's a very deep relationship that they're understanding in this eternal God. Again, as we said, the definition is lasting or existing forever. Now, I want to go a little deeper right now in this name because I want to touch on something that most of us don't think about too often. You know, in the day that we live, often we hear people use the Lord's name in vain, meaning they might say, as an expression, oh my God, oh Lord, you know, and they use God's name as a gesture. And what I want to emphasize to you right now is the importance of not taking the Lord's name in vain. You know, his name is not just a gesture. The Lord God is the eternal, everlasting God. He is El Olam. And we know in the Ten Commandments, the Bible is very clear to say, do not take the Lord's name in vain. And I know I'm speaking to some of us who maybe, and I was actually raised where I never took the Lord's name in vain, and it actually bothers me if I hear it because I was just raised that way, whether it's a movie or I'm out with friends and someone will just flippantly say, oh my God, I can't believe that, or oh Lord. And in my spirit, again, it was the way I was raised with the name of God is sacred, it's holy, it's not to be equated with anything, it's not an expression. But I don't know if you've ever seen this passage, and that's why I wanted to point it out to you. Actually, the Bible is very clear. I'm going to read you this. El Olam is found in another passage. It's in Exodus 20, verse 7, where the Bible says, you shall not take the name of the Lord, El Olam, in vain. You should not take the name of the Lord. And that's where the name El Olam is mentioned. We're not to take the name of the Lord in vain. Listen, guys, if you've gotten in a habit, I would just encourage you to break that habit and maybe have someone hold you accountable. a lot of people have just grown up where it was just an expression. And I believe it's just the way that the enemy wants to demean and diminish the name of our God, Yahweh God, Adonai God, Jehovah God. It is a holy name. It is a righteous name. It is the name of our God, and it is to be high and lifted up. So if you find yourself in maybe a pattern of using the Lord's name in vain, you might want to just make that part of your prayer today and to say, God, for all the times that I've taken your name in vain, please forgive me. It is a holy name. It is a righteous name. And teach me every time I use your name in vain to catch myself. And it's going to be a habit that needs to be broken, but find a new expression that you use instead of the name of God, because it is a holy and a righteous name. You know, our fasting focus today is a beautiful fasting focus, one of my favorite in the Bible. I love this story, and it's found in Luke 2. I've taught on it and preached on it and fasted over this verse many, many times because it's one of my favorite women in the Bible. And her name is Anna. And today we're going to actually be fasting for Revelation. Our fasting focus is for Revelation. And in Luke 2, we find this story. And this is when Jesus' parents, Joseph and Mary, were bringing Jesus to the temple. He was 8 days old, and he was coming now to be circumcised and be given to the priest. And it was just part of the cultural experience when you had a child that you would bring that child to be set aside and anointed at that time. And they were just observing that. It was part of the tradition of Judaism at that day. And they brought Jesus to the temple. And there was a man named Simeon. And Simeon was told that he would not die until he saw Jesus. And he had this deep desire to see Jesus. But the story right under that passage is a woman named Anna. And Anna was 84 years old. And she, just like Simeon, stood at the gate and waited. They believed that in their lifetime, they would see the Messiah. They had prayed to see the Messiah. All they wanted was to see the Messiah before they died. And this woman was 84 years old. And the Bible is very clear that it tells us she did not leave the temple, but every day she prayed and she fasted. She prayed and she fasted. So our fast today for Revelation is she wanted to see Jesus. She wanted to see the expression of her faith. She wanted to exercise her faith. She didn't want to die until she saw Jesus. And I'm going to ask you right now, what is the revelation that you're asking him for through your fast? What do you want to see? You know, to be revealed means it's something that was hidden and now is seen. That's what revelation is. When I go on my prayer walks, you've heard me say this, every morning on my prayer walk, I pray for insight, wisdom, and revelation. I ask God for insight, for wisdom, and for revelation. Insight to see, God, show me what's happening right here, right now. Show me. I need to see. I need insight. And then I need wisdom that I could articulate what I'm seeing, but then I need revelation into the future. Revelation, just like John in the book of the Revelation, it was revealed to him what the future would look like. So Anna was praying for revelation. I'm going to ask you today for pray for revelation in your fast. God, show me what's in the future that I need to pray for and believe for. You're going to exercise faith here right now. And you're going to ask God to show you something in the future. And you're going to begin to pray for that. You're going to fast for that. You're going to hold on to that because he wants to give you supernatural insight. So for me, there's something specifically I'm praying for. And I literally can see that in the future. I see it healed. I see it manifested. I see the future of it because I ask God for the revelation of it. That's what I want you to pray for today. Just like Anna, I want you to begin to ask God to show you a revelation that you will see in your lifetime. So as we think about today and closing in our prayer, I want to ask you about El Olam, the eternal God. The God that we will not take his name in vain, that we will believe in revelation, that we're going to press into that name of God. We're going to press into all that God has in revelation for you. And I want to close with you today in our prayer time. Now, remember, let me just say this. Don't forget to do your daily assignment. don't whip through this really quickly through these videos and not go back and do your daily assignment. I wrote this book and all of the questions are laid out with your name of God for the day and your fasting focus for the day. So take time to meditate upon your questions and then move in your closing prayer. So today, our prayer to El Olam. El Olam, you are the eternal and everlasting God. You alone have wisdom and knowledge. I ask that you fill me with your spirit and show me the steps to take today. Did you hear that? Just as I said yesterday, remember, this is your prayer. So stop and make sure you put words that you want from your heart. You're saying, I ask you to show me the steps to take today. Now, again, when we pray things, we're giving God permission to work and act in our life. So he may close a door where you had planned on going, and he said, don't go there. He may open a door where he said, I want you to go do this. See, if you'll begin to feel the promptings of the Holy Spirit in your life, you'll listen, you'll take the steps that God's ordained, and that's what you're praying right here, that you'll show me the steps to take today. Teach me to look for your divine revelation and to act with wisdom in my daily choices. Act with wisdom in my daily choices. Don't do something that God's not prompting you to do. In Jesus' name, amen. That's what we're asking you to do. Listen, learn. We're going deeper, guys. Every day you're going deeper with God. Every characteristic, every name of God, you're going deeper. Every fasting passage, you're going deeper. You're asking him to supernaturally be moving through this fast. You're starting to see things that you didn't see before. That's what it means to fast with God. So I hope you enjoy today's name. We have 24 hours to work through this fast, pray through this fast, be obedient in this fast, and I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow morning for our next name of God. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye-bye.